Conservative Felipe Calderón appeared to narrowly win Mexico's presidential election more than a month ago, but his leftist rival, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has refused to concede. In fact, his supporters have paralyzed the heart of Mexico City as the deadline for a court decision nears. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City.
In Mexico City's central plaza, called the Zócalo, supporters of Andrés Manuel López Obrador greet their candidate for what has become a daily pep rally. For nearly a month, thousands of supporters and López Obrador himself have made the Zócalo and the surrounding streets their home. A ramshackle tent city stretches from here to the financial district. Banners decry fraud, demand a vote-by-vote recount of the election, and accuse President Vicente Fox of treason against democracy. Lee Moreno is a 61-year-old retired public prosecutor from the state of Hidalgo. She says she has been here since the first day of the camps, and she says she will stay here as long as it takes.
Que nuestro líder es la única persona que puede.
We are convinced our leader is the only one who can transform the country. We are ready to go as far as he wants us to go. We are sleeping out here on the ground, but we aren't getting tired. What we are tired of is so much injustice and poverty.
Calderón, the ruling party's candidate, appeared to narrowly win the July 2nd election with a narrow margin of around 240,000 votes, less than 0.6%. International observers said the vote appeared fair, but López Obrador filed a series of legal challenges. These suits call for annulling votes in certain polling stations where there were alleged irregularities. If those votes are cast out, López Obrador's lawyers say he will be the winner. No one really knows what to expect from the court. It has never had to rule on a disputed presidential election before. The only thing certain is the deadline. The electoral court must name a new president or annul the election by September 6th. Calderón is calling for his opponent to respect the court's ruling. But López Obrador seems to already expect an unfavorable decision. He has called for a mass demonstration in the capital's central plaza on September 15th and 16th, the days Mexico celebrates its War of Independence. Traditionally, the president delivers a speech known as El Grito on the night of September 15th in the Zócalo. On Friday, Fox said he wouldn't let the protests stop him. But if the president wants to celebrate his last Independence Day in office in style, he is going to face one tough crowd. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.